Greetings and welcome to The End, Last Week, This Week, and Next Week, the podcast companion to The End, the weekly newsletter that shines a light back on audio fiction shows after they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I'm your host and the curator of The End, Evo Terra. Let's get into it, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 51st, highlighted 8 shows in the season finales and finish series section, and 4 of them wrapped in the last few days. Desert Skies, a dramatized fantasy comedy from Jared Carter, posted the season 1 finale on August 21st. Give yourself about 6.5 hours to listen to the 13 episodes of this season. A Happy Bureaucracy, a narrated post-apocalyptic parody from M.P. Fitzgerald, posted the season 2 finale also on August 21st. You'll need about 11.5 hours to listen to all 37 episodes of the seasons so far. Apollyon, a dramatized sci-fi series from Faith McQuinn of Observer Pictures and Realm, posted the finale of the second season on August the 18th. There are 20 episodes for about 10.5 hours of enjoyment from this show, which is from a black woman creator and has a cast of many races and ethnicities. Classic Stories, The Secret Garden, a dramatized radio theater from Radio Theater Project, is fully complete as of August the 17th. There are only 3 episodes, or just over an hour of radio theater fun. Listen to the end of this audio file to hear the trailers or episode snippets for these 4 shows.
This week.
Every week, I make 2 recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love. As with all things in life, your mileage may vary. My first recommendation is for Wolf 359, a dramatized sci-fi comedy from Kinda Evil Genius Productions. It takes a few episodes to find its way, but when it does, hold on for the ride. This classic fiction podcast is required listening. Here's the trailer.
Hello, dear potential listener. You are about to listen to Wolf 359, a now-concluded sci-fi audio fiction series. It's been a few years now since our final episode aired, but we are thrilled that new folks are still finding their way to the USS Hephaestus. Now, Wolf 359 is a lot of things. A little comedy, a little adventure, a little spooky, a little experimental. But if there's something we don't want to be, it's daunting. We know there's a lot of episodes on this feed, and it can be a little intimidating. But never fear, we're here to give you a little orientation for your journey into deep space. Wolf 359 is a fiction series told in sequential order. Its episodes build on one another to tell a long-running story over the course of 50 hours of content. So the best way to start? Just scroll down until you find the entry whose title starts with Episode 1. On some podcatchers, it'll be right at the top of the feed. On others, you'll have to go towards the bottom. But wherever it's hanging out, Episode 1, Succulent Rat-Killing Tar, is where you'll want to begin your trip. After that, listen to Episode 2, then Episode 3, and so on. Now, it's worth saying that Wolf 359 was a series that changed and grew a lot over its 4-year run. Every season of the show developed its own feel and identity. And while we're very proud of the way it all comes together to tell a great big story, it's hard to deny that the first few episodes can feel very different from the rest of the show. If you want a sample of what the majority of Wolf 359 will sound like, you may want to jump ahead to Episode 9, The Empty Man Cometh, or Episode 10, Extreme Danger Bug, to get a taste of what the show grows into, without running afoul of any major spoilers. Finally, as you go through the series, you'll eventually start to see episodes with titles like Mini Episode, Mission Mishaps, and even Special Episode. These are little nuggets of extra content that we included along with the main story. They contain glimpses at characters' backstories, extra insights into the series' long-running plot and lore, or just amusing little side stories we felt like sharing. We recommend you listen to these episodes as they pop up on your feed, as they'll give you a deeper understanding of the characters and the world of the story. But they really are optional. If you want a more straightforward experience, feel free to just stick to the main episodes. But no matter how you go about your space odyssey, we're thrilled to have you here. and we hope you have a great time getting to know Communications Officer Eiffel, Lieutenant Commander Renee Minkowski, Dr. Alexander Hilbert, Hira, and the rest of the ensemble. From everyone on the show's creative team, cast, and crew, it's our pleasure to say welcome to Wolf 359.
Wolf 359 is a complete series with 61 episodes across 4 seasons for over 34 hours of enjoyment. My next recommendation is for Zoinks, a dramatized comedy mystery from Queen City Flash. This one is just good, goofy fun, with the cast who is also having lots of good, goofy fun. Listen with fun on your heart, and you'll probably enjoy it as well. Here's the trailer.
I'm a 14-year-old teen detective.
And I'm a semi-intelligent dog with a limited vocabulary.
And like, an audio-only medium? You totally buy that, right? Woof.
There are 3 things that no one understands about teen detectives.
Number 1.
Where the fuck are your parents? It is 2 a.m. and you're at an abandoned carnival. An abandoned carnival!
Ghosts and monsters and thugs and con men all thrive at night. If you want to catch them, you don't do it by getting a full 8 hours. If you want to be a teen detective, you better come prepared. You will have to enter the woods at sundown. It will be midnight when you find the trapdoor that leads down to the catacombs. At 2 a.m., you will break into the library for further research. And as dawn approaches, you will still be staking out the empty shipping yards. And all of this points to a serious lack of supervision. Where the fuck are your parents? It's not a bad question, but it masks a far darker revelation. Derelict mansions, demon bridges, ghostly lights and sounds. What is so fucked up at home that you'd rather be here?
Question number 2.
Where the fuck are all these monsters coming from?
There can't be that many swamp demons and desert creatures, people. There can't be that many forged deeds and lost wills. How much buried treasure can one town hold? And how does one girl keep stumbling onto all of it? As long as there are adults who tuck their parents away into nursing homes, there will always be spooky abandoned houses. As long as there are favorite nephews and second favorite nephews, there will always be plots to steal an inheritance. So, how is it possible for one teenager to solve all these mysteries?
Emptiness.
Because some of us recognize what deep troubles look like.
Because catching a liar makes you a little less angry about being lied to.
Because stopping a grifter makes you feel a little less gullible.
Because unmasking a monster heals a little piece of your core.
The world is full of dark secrets and desperate people. And teenagers and their dogs who aren't deterred by
Do not enter.
Warning, keep out.
Trespassers will be shot.
Beware of dog. Beware of teen detective and her dog.
Question number 3.
So, the talking dog, can you understand him or not? This is Zoinks, a love letter to teen detectives and their dogs.
Search for clues, April 10th, 2023.
Zoinks has reached the first season finale with 8 episodes. Get them all in just over 2.5 hours.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has 7 entries in the new season's coming soon section, and wait, 7? Holy poop. And 2 of them resume with their next seasons in just a few days. The Royals of Malibu, a dramatized fiction story from Diversion Audio and Pod People, starts its second season on August the 28th. That's very soon, so block off about 6.5 hours to listen to the 13 episodes of Season 1. Hellgate City, a dramatized sci-fi comedy from Kevin Barry and Screaming Panda, starts its second season on August the 31st. You'll need 3.5 hours to listen to the 11 episodes of the first season. Trailers for both of those shows will play along with the others right after I say. And that's all for this episode of The End Last Week, This Week, and Next Week. For these and the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were included in the 51st issue of The End, including links to listen to the shows mentioned in this episode, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening. now the extra trailers or snippets. Desert Skies.
Welcome to Desert Skies, traveler. Your journey through the physical plane has come to an end. But we are so glad you're here. And I know what you're thinking. Where is here exactly? I'll do my best to explain. Desert Skies Astral Plane Fuel and Service Station exists on the lowest sphere of existence between life and death. Or as we like to say around here, between life and the next life.
Yeah.
You have no more reason to be afraid. No more reason to fret, nor worry. Whatever your needs, we are here to help. My colleague here is the mechanic, or Mac for short.
Yo!
It is his job to service your vehicle in preparation for the journey across the celestial spheres. I am the attendant.
Or Tendy. For sure.
I told you not to call me that in front of the travelers.
Well, I think it puts them at ease.
I'm trying to create an air of mystique.
Yeah, well, that's stupid.
Yeah, well, nobody asked you.
What's going on?
Like I said, I am the attendant. It is my job to ensure you have adequate provisions and are well instructed in navigating the journey through the celestial spheres.
Desert Skies, a dramatized fantasy comedy from Jared Carter, has reached the end of the first season. A Happy Bureaucracy.
A Happy Bureaucracy by M.P. Fitzgerald. Narrated by Gary Bennett. Author's note. Strewn between drug use, groin malice, and cursing on a level tantamount to sacrilege are gratuitous mentions of bureaucracy. These bureaucratic references may not be for the weak of heart. Prologue. Stifled breath was held as an offense was made on the door. There was nothing here but dust and radiation, and the cold glare from an uncaring sun. There was supposed to be no one living for miles, he had made sure of that. Yet, blows rattled the door in quick succession. The word knocking was not in his vocabulary, because no one had knocked since the war. He did not dare let out his breath, but realized a fraction too late that she, the little girl with a knife to her throat, had begun to cry. Whoever was on the other side of the door would hear her. The option to hide had gone.
A Happy Bureaucracy, a narrated post-apocalyptic parody from M.P. Fitzgerald, has reached the end of the second season. Apollyon.
30 years ago, the world died. A man named Lucas Soto was bitten by a rare snake in the Monteverde cloud forest. That was the beginning of AVS, Apollyon Viral Syndrome. Or what some like to call the Destroyer. In the span of just 3 years, the world's population went from 8.2 billion to just under 3 billion people. Most of the world's governments thought they were prepared for a pandemic, but this was like no other we'd ever seen. Entire cities were wiped out. Countries collapsed. But there was an answer. It was the ICRS. ICRS worked with remaining governments to establish clean cities and universal healthcare all over the world. They also developed Redivir. And that, along with their stringent policies on quarantining and care, led to them becoming the world's largest governing body. Scientists and leaders working together to keep the entire world safe.
Apollyon, a dramatized sci-fi series from Faith McQuinn of Observer Pictures and Realm, has reached the end of the second season. Classic Stories, The Secret Garden.
Mary, go sit over there on the bench. Mrs. Medlock and I are going to talk while we wait for the train here. Good morning, Mrs. Medlock.
Good morning. My word. She's a plain little piece of goods.
Perhaps she will improve as she grows older. She's so pale and has a sour expression. Her features are good.
She'll likely have to alter a great deal, and there's nothing likely to improve children at Misselthwaite, if you ask me.
She didn't mix much with my children. She seems to dislike everybody and everything. Do you know what happened in India?
Mr. Craven told me that her parents died of the cholera. Look at her. She is a marred one.
Marred?
Yorkshire for spoiled. That is our train. Mr. Craven thanks you for taking care of her on the trip to England.
You're welcome.
Come, Mary. Our train is here.
Classic Stories, The Secret Garden, a dramatized radio theater from Radio Theater Project, has reached the end of the entire series. The Royals of Malibu.
The number one hit podcast, The Royals of Malibu, is back with season two. Once again, I've tried to run away from my problems, but they seem to find me no matter where I go.
Get the fuck away from me!
You better watch your mouth, kid. You have no idea what I'm capable of.
I hope whatever revenge you were trying to get on all of us in Malibu was worth it. You're dead to me.
My life in Malibu was the life people dream about. For a minute there, I had it all.
Anything you want, Ella. I can get it for you.
Think this through, Ella. If anyone deserves Steve's fortune, it's you. His only child.
Until I didn't.
That car has been parked outside all morning.
He's been following me.
Do you want to listen to what I have to say or not?
I don't!
You're looking rough, Ella. These royals really do a number on you.
You screwed everything up! You're the reason that Ella left!
You create chaos wherever you go, Ella, and I'm so over it.
Whoever the fuck you are, you better stay away from me. You got it?
What if you left Malibu? Come back to San Francisco with me.
I am super, super happy for you that you're able to keep your shit together, but I'm obviously not.
I'm not holding it together. I'm falling apart, Elle.
A place like Malibu comes with strings attached, and people who will ruin you the second you give them the chance. Let's go burn some shit.
Fuck, your body is making me crazy.
Did you miss me?
You think you're a fighter, but when it comes to something that actually matters, you won't even step in the ring.
I'm not scared of competition, Elle. I want you to be sure that you're picking the right guy, but I already know I'm the right guy.
If you want me, you need to choose me.
Coming August 28th, The Royals of Malibu, Season 2. Follow The Royals of Malibu on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere you listen to podcasts.
You can't outrun the royals.
I outran you.
The Royals of Malibu, a dramatized fiction story from Diversion Audio and Pod People, soon starts its second season. Hell Gate City.
Howdy, Hell Hacker. Kirby here to announce a new program coming your way. But first, a bit of local news. Dust off your Kraken Plague respirator and mask up when you head out today. The air of Hellgate City is nearly opaque with purple haze. That's purple. It's like purple, but tastes grapey. Don't be fooled, grapeheads. Purple haze has pummeled the air quality index to a hazardous 499. So look out for increased murk drifting south from fires consuming the largest grape flavor producing plant, most Canadian forests, and several sick burns of Strayhorn, my best friend from third grade. He probably deserves a break after being continually roasted for encouraging his brother's pet ferret to bite my calf years ago. Hit me up if you're listening, Stray. And now, our announcement. Companion is a new show winding up to blast directly into your brain link this summer. seeing as it's top secret, I can only say this. It involves at least three things. A person from Hellgate City entering the underworld, a mind-boggling customer service experience, and a Honduran bat. That's the skinny, Amsterdenizini. Oh, and companion hits different if you're done with season one, so finish listening to our award-winning first season if you haven't, and get ready for a wild ride. CMP, companion, is coming soon to our feed. Till next time, may the sticky proboscis of a humongous flame gorgon dispatch your town's crooked game warden. Bevins, wowie zowie maui, owie out.
Hellgate City, a dramatized sci-fi comedy from Kevin Barry and Screaming Panda, soon starts its second season. And that's it for the additional trailers. Once again, I am Evo Terra for The End. Cheers!